question of Abu Zubair. The second question is it permissible to prolong the dua that the imam does in al-witr, in dua al-qunut? And he says that we have only two duas which the Prophet ﷺ was quoted or taught his companions to say, as in the dua of Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with them. This is an issue of dispute among scholars. Prolonging the dua, as we see of today, that exceeds 15 or 20 minutes, this is definitely not part of the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ himself, it was not quoted to us that he himself offered qunut in witr. He only taught Al-Hasan, may Allah be pleased with him, and he was a child, to say, Allahumma ahdini fi man hadayt wa afini fi man afayt, until the end of the three or four lines of the dua. Now what the people are doing, they're increasing this. They're saying that this is part of the favors of this prolonging the dua in qunut. This, as it, we see today, is not part of the sunnah. If you prolong it for like about a couple of minutes, 3 minutes, which is tolerable, people can tolerate this, and it is a favored and blessed night, and people are looking up, looking forward for dua, and they're anxious in getting the blessings of Allah, this is okay. But to do it and make life difficult for a lot of the people, I myself, when I raise my hands after 5-6 minutes, then my hands get weary and tired. No, this is not the sunnah. But if you're praying in places that are favored and blessed, you have to follow the imam until he finishes. And if there's anything wrong, then he would take the blame for it. And you are only following as the Prophet has instructed you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.